Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Duluth Rundown, a podcast focused on the local Twin Ports running scene. My name is Tony Stensland with Tony Stensland Coaching.
And I am Mike Ward with Duluth Timing and Events.
All right, quick thank you before we get started to our sponsor of this episode, Austin Jarrow, Duluth's original running store. That's the place to get your running shoes. Great advice from all the people that work up there. Check out their website, austin-jarrow.com. They are also on Facebook and Instagram. Drive on up to their location on Central Entrance, just on the other side of where the Home Depot is, but on the other side of the road. Or give them a call, 218-722-1185. Thanks so much to Austin Jarrow. All right. Welcome, everyone, back to the Duluth Rundown Podcast, episode number 86, recording this on September 21st, 2025. A little bit of a rainy, dreary weekend here in Duluth. A little cool, a little foggy at times, but kind of nice fall weather.
I mean, perfect podcast recording weather, I'd say.
Absolutely, yeah. What we need is a little bit more coffee here, I think.
But yeah.
I didn't bring any.
Yeah.
Mike, how have you been?
Yeah, good. I have coffee. Do you want coffee?
No, I'm okay, actually, at this point now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I've been drinking lots of coffee lately, so I've been doing real good.
Yeah. Nice, very good.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I've been really solid. Yep, yep.
Nice.
Yeah, and tired. Kind of pretty busy lately, and sleep's been kind of, but today I just no alarm, and so I just slept until I woke up naturally.
What time was that?
It was nice. 7 o'clock.
Wow. Well,
just a little before 7. Normally I'm up at 5 every day.
I would have to set my alarm for 7 to wake up.
Yeah.
Well, on a Sunday for sure. Yeah.
What time did you get up then?
Like, probably like 8:30 or something.
Wow. Yeah. What time did you go to bed?
I don't know.
You're more of a night owl than I am, I'll bet.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Well, should we get right into it here?
Yeah.
We have a lot of upcoming races and race results to share, so let's just jump right into it. I am going to start off with the NMTC. We're well underway with the fall series, and so I'm going to just start by hitting the male and female race winner, starting with Lester Park. Ben Cogger took the win. 38:30, and then Chelsea Youngberg on the gal side, 42:42. The second race, which was Zapp's Loop, I could probably make this much easier on myself. No, I'm just going to keep going. Ben Cogger wins 35:51, and then Chelsea Youngberg won the gal side, 39:24. At Hartley, Ben Cogger took the win, 34:30. On the gal side, Chelsea Youngberg took the win, 35:05. And that is, let's see. And then Browns Point was the latest just on this last Wednesday. The champion of Browns Point, Ben Cogger, 29:20. And then first place in the ladies' side was Chelsea Youngberg, 33:36. So literally the exact same champions every single week so far, which leads us to the series results so far. So Chelsea through 1, 2, 3, 4 races with 5 to go has the perfect score, 600. Hannah Torvey is right behind her. She's got second place at all of them. So a bunch of 149s there. On the guy's side, Ben Cogger, perfect score, 600, with 5 to go. Landon Harwood had 148, so third place. Otherwise, Landon is right behind Ben every single time. So pretty tight, but I would say that our champions so far have a pretty commanding lead. So on the non-binary results side, we have L. Byrne with 450 points, a pretty commanding lead with the non-binary side. So the fall trail race series for NMTC is well underway. Lots of fun. I've made every single one so far. I'm on track for the Ella Fennessy Award. Happy about that.
Yay.
Let's see. We also have results coming in from the Minnesota Mile. So first place at the Minnesota Mile, John Curley with a 4:29. And then top female time, Christine Lillegard, 6 minutes and 2 seconds. And then on the non-binary, first place was Samantha Fry, 7:59. I think that's her old last name, I believe. Samantha got married recently, so congrats to Samantha there. 540 finishers at the Minnesota Mile. I know there's a variety of different competitive results, and I don't know if I'm able to toggle that. There's too many results. So you can find the results online, Grandma's Marathon website. So if you want to look a little bit closer, also have results coming in from, let's see, the Lost Forester runs of Pine Valley. Those were on August 23rd. We got a request for a shout out from local runner Jeffrey Burns. So I want to make sure that we're getting results in. At the 12 and a half miler, Tom Anderson took the win there, 2 hours, 2 minutes. And then on the gal side, Hermione Voss out of Hopkins, 22 years old, 2 hours, 31 minutes. In the 5.5K, Joe Fournier from Proctor took the win. And then second overall, first place in the female division, Elizabeth Austin Miner from Duluth. Also have results coming in from the Ely Marathon, which was just yesterday. In the marathon, the champion was Aiden Furchow, 3 hours, 3 minutes. Molly Gardner took the win on the gal side with 3 hours, 30 minutes. And then let's take a look at the half marathon as well. Isaac Nosbisch took the win, 124. And then Elise Peterson with a 127 took the win for the half. Of course, there are several other categories here, like with the portage division where you're running with a canoe. Let's just take a look at the marathon. This is kind of just funny. Seven finishers carried a canoe for the whole marathon. So pretty wild there. I wanted to get results up for the North Shore Run here. The inline marathon was a race that I did. It was really fun. But let's focus on running. Mitchell Crosstew took the win at the half marathon with a 121.44, and then Chelsea Youngberg took the win in the half with a 122.16, so right behind that first place overall. Chelsea got third overall, so top five all from Duluth in the half marathon. And then the other running race at the North Shore weekend is the 10K run through the tunnels, pretty neat there. Devin Byers took the win with a 35.11. First place on the gals' side, top female, Rochelle Worth, with a 43.36. So 270 finishers in the 10K and 190 finishers in the half. So pretty good showing there. Let's see. We also have results coming in from Superior Fall Trail Race. Pretty cool there. A lot of Duluthians on the leaderboard. Our future next, this episode, interview guest took the win for the 100-miler, Jacob Wartman, out of Duluth. Previous Duluth Rundown interview subject, John Velez, was second. Mm-hmm. Jacob's winning time, 20 hours, 13 minutes, which is very stout. Rachel Turry from Park City, Utah took the win with on the gal side with a 25.36, 16th place overall. New course record for the 50-miler, 7 hours, 46 minutes, which is just moving. Tyler Morey out of Plymouth, Minnesota took the win. And then on the gal side, Michelle Sancartier with a 10.50. And then finally, the marathon, Tony Hoff, local Duluth runner, came in first with a 3 hour, 46 minute. Another local Duluthian, Mark Grinney, was second place, just under 4 hours. And then on the gal side, sixth place overall out of Minneapolis, Gabby Vandendries. Sorry if I mispronounced your name, Gabby, but 4 hours, 13 minutes. So fun times were had by all, maybe not all, I don't know, but fun times were had by most, we'll say, up in Superior Fall. And that wraps up our September race results. Moving right along to upcoming races, get out your calendar, people. There are a lot of races coming up. I'm going to start with a pop-up race. This is with Hoops Running Club. Mm-hmm. This Thursday, they're putting on a Brave Like Gabe 5K. So this is a fundraiser for cancer research. It's a 5K course, but pretty low-key, you know, no like really official results or awards or anything, but it's for a great cause. So that would be this upcoming Thursday, the 26th or something, at 6 p.m. at Hoops Brewing. Then we have the Duluth Women's 10 Mile. That is coming up, I believe, next weekend. September 27th or 8th or something? I don't have my calendar up. So
Seems right. Yeah.
Yep, just this next Saturday, local 10 Mile race. The Grand Traverse Trail Run is on October 4th. A lot of races on October 4th, the Saturday. The Cloquet River Run, 5K, 10K. The Swain Cross Country Meet, which has a...
Citizens race. At 2:30 after the high school races are over. You can put on your cross country spikes and race a cross country event on the golf course at Anger. Super cool opportunity, $15 charge,
yeah.
So really low. Proceeds go to the Hermantown Cross Country Program and split with also then the YAF. So
A
couple of good, you know, benefits from that and a chance to go run a cross country race, which you don't get too often anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tony, I was not in cross country as a college or high school person. Like, I've never done a cross country race. And
well, you kind of have.
Wait.
The Lester Park NMTC race is essentially our cross country course when we host the home meet at Lester Park. So in a way, you kind of have. It would be very, very similar to a ski trail cross country race.
Right.
Or, I mean, NMTC race.
But like the energy and stuff, like, I mean, I don't know. It would be fun to experience.
So. What I would actually suggest to anybody who's curious about it, go watch the Swain, because you want to talk about energy and excitement and just... there's something cool about watching all these kids in these different colors in their singlets as they take off from the start line.
Mm-hmm.
And you're running across different places of the course to see them here and them there. You get a chance to sort of do that whilst the race is going on. And then you can run your race afterwards.
Right.
I think it's a really cool opportunity. I hope they get good numbers for the citizens race.
Yeah. Well, they are going up against a lot of other events.
Yeah,
so
yes.
Besides the Swain Cross Country Citizens Race on October 4th, we also have a new race, maybe. It's a Bear Grease for the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. It's a fundraiser. That is on October 4th at Spirit Mountain. There's a 5K run walk and also a 15-mile bike ride going on. The Twin Cities races, so Twin Cities Marathon is that same weekend, 5K, 10K, and of course the marathon and 10 mile are on the Sunday, October 5th. Whew, that is a lot of races on October 4th.
Yeah.
But there's more. On a Whistle Stop Marathon, an area classic in Ashland, Wisconsin, is the following weekend, October 11th. Breaking the Bank, which is, I believe, an inaugural race. It's a 50-mile road run on the Willard Munger State Trail. I also believe there are relay options. That is on October 11th as well. And then finally, the last race that we'll mention for this month upcoming is the Wild Duluth races. That is on October 18th and 19th. So there is the 50K, 100K, 10K, and half marathon all going on over the course of 2 days. So a lot of options, anywhere from 5K to 100 kilometer.
Fingers crossed for that Wild Duluth weather.
Oh, yeah.
Feels like it's often not ideal.
Yeah. Sometimes we get luck out, though, and it's just
sometimes
perfect.
And sometimes, it
gets mucky or snow.
Snow, rain.
Yeah.
Like lots of rain, cold lots nights rain. Sometimes.
Yeah. We'll see. That's a good segue to our trail conditions. which it's been raining all day, so probably closed at this time.
Yeah, I think they were officially closed yesterday, as far as I know, on the 20th. Or I don't know about all of them, but certainly some of them were.
Okay.
And then, of course, when I woke up at 7 a.m. today, it was wet and rainy. So I had actually planned on doing a trail run today, and then I changed my plans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bailed on that, yeah, which is probably good. Just this is a great like time of the year to just reflect on. If you're thinking about going on a trail run, maybe just go online and check to see if the trails are open, because especially as the snow starts falling and frost comes in and out, like the trails are extra sensitive, and there's a lot of time and money and effort that goes into maintaining the trails. Huge natural resource that we have here locally in Duluth, and there are the resources to look. So like the COGS website, Cyclists of the Gichigumi for the Mountain Bike Trails, Superior Hiking Trail Association website, even the City of Duluth has great resources to let you know if they're open or closed, and plenty of all-weather type options if that is the case. So do your research. It's worth it. Moving right along, Coach's Corner. What do you got this month here to talk about, Tony?
So it just kind of dawned on me today, and I know that I've spoken about this before, but I thought I'd just bring it up again because I feel like it's always kind of an important thing. So if you've heard this one before, forgive me. But I was, with regards to just training and what training is, to me, it's very, very, very simple in one aspect. All you're trying to do is balance stress. So stress plus rest equals growth. Just remember that stress plus rest equals growth. And you need both of them. You need some stress and you need some rest. And that's how you get better. And you're just trying to balance those two things, stress and rest. And typically a little bit more stress in terms of frequency over the course of a week. Like one day of running is stress, 6 days a week is rest, but that will not equal growth.
Right.
And sometimes 7 days a week of running is stress and minimal rest in between is not enough, and therefore that will not equal growth sometimes.
Right.
So it's all about balancing where you are at currently, who you are, what are you training for, all of that. Just try to keep that balance in mind. And to be quite honest, I think it can be extremely intuitive. I think I think everybody could, if they're really good at paying attention to themselves and not too focused on hitting things exact with regards to a training plan, I think you could probably train yourself almost all the time. Everybody could do it almost all the time if they just understood that simple concept of stress plus rest equals growth.
Right, right.
Yeah.
What are some types of stress that are not training stresses that could maybe negatively impact that training?
So yeah, negative stress, because there certainly is negative stress. So yeah, so both too much training, but non-training, life stress is the number one thing. Work particularly, relationship stress at times, weather, that's a stress, particularly in the heat of the summer.
Right.
You know, that's a big stress.
Sure.
One quick side note to a way to avoid the heat stress would be maybe run twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, particularly if you want to get some bigger miles in. That way you miss the heat of the day. That's just a thought.
Right.
But, you know, those are the classic ones. Not enough sleep.
Oh, yeah.
So work, relationship, sleep, poor nutrition is going to be a stress as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or potentially too much cross-training.
Hmm.
I think, you know, if we're a running focused podcast, everybody who listens to us runs. Most of them probably do something else also.
Yeah.
But I feel like cross-training, I almost want to say it gets pushed a little too much. I would say, you know, back in the day, whatever back in the day means at this point.
Yeah.
But years ago, cross training was something that people did only when they were injured.
Sure.
And I'm not saying it doesn't have benefits, because it certainly does have benefits.
You're right.
In fact, you know, our interview guest will talk about that later and how successful it has been for him. But sometimes too much of that, in addition to a lot of running, is too much stress. And I speaking mostly to kind of that type A personality,
right?
Who, like more.
Yeah.
You know, those guys and gals can run into trouble a little bit too much.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that driven person, it's a wonderful benefit to have to be that kind of a driven person, but it can have a downside as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then the focus is going to be a little bit more rest and balancing that.
So I feel like sometimes I get stressed when I can't hit my exact numbers, you know, like yeah. I have a training program, just go do it. And then like that almost is a stress, like mental stress, like I'm too tired or something.
Yeah.
Like I worked a really long day, I have all this stuff to do. I can't get my run in, and that like adds the stress. And then like getting it done and checking off the list is like a weight off my chest. So like how do you navigate that?
Correct. Type of thing? Yeah. I think that's an interesting thing because you've decreased that stress of I'm not training, but you sort of added a physical stress of training.
Right.
You know, but I think there's a big difference too. And this also gets to intuition. It's trickier. It's hard to even speak about, but there's a difference between I'm tired from training, I'm a little fatigued, and I'm really beaten up and close to burnout or injury. I can't tell anybody where that line is, but
you're right.
I think if you're really in tune with yourself, you might have a sense of the difference. And that takes some time, of course.
Yeah.
But at some point, you're going to be tired in your training. You're going to be a little fatigued, and there's
right.
going to be days when you simply do not want to go.
Yeah.
And then what's the difference between I'm going to go anyway and it was a good thing or I'm going to go anyway and it was a bad thing?
Right.
That's impossible for anyone to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you might figure it out afterwards.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's typically the case. You kind of have to cross that line to know where the line is.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I think it's good to think about because I feel like that gets discounted and maybe that's sometimes part of the culture. You know, you just put your head down, you got to work and you got to take care of the kids and you got to do this and that. But
yeah.
It certainly has an effect on running performance, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I have found that at this point for me, especially with the biking things that I've been doing, a little bit less training has worked out pretty well for me.
Right.
At this point, I don't feel like I've really lost fitness. I've started to kind of become a bit of a weekend warrior with my schedule
yeah.
as it is, and having just had a race last weekend, prior Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't lose anything at all, having
right.
not biked for an entire week before that.
Yeah.
I felt fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Especially like when it comes to the accumulation of miles in your legs over,
mm-hmm.
like you can kind of get out. And I feel like the more you do this year after year after year, then the more you can be like the weekend warrior and
yeah.
kind of like get away with it, I'll say.
You know? Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. I think so too. Yeah.
Like I'd rather be on that side than just be constantly injured and not be able to.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they say for anything, it's better to be undertrained at the start line than overtrained
right.
at the start line. So
yeah,
yeah.
Moving right along here. What thoughts on the run? What have you been? What's been going through your mind out there?
I think a lot of people watching the World Championship or paying attention to the World Championships. I haven't watched any of them other than on YouTube highlights.
Mm-hmm.
But the World Championship track and fields in Tokyo. Pretty cool to see, and a real tip of the cap to Faith Kipyegon, who might be the greatest female distance runner of all time, and although she mostly specializes in the 1500 mm-hmm. alone, but she should almost be more famous.
Sure.
Well, she should be way more famous than what she is.
Yeah.
You know, as a Kenyan female, she's probably not going to get the accolades here in the United States amongst the casual fan.
You're right.
I guess I sort of understand it, but I don't know if people understand how good she is. Three Olympic gold medals in anything is insane in any track
right.
event, but let alone the 1500 meter.
Right.
Like that's because that race in and of itself is a bit of a crapshoot because there's strategy and luck and talent involved.
Right.
She's so good that she just almost takes away the strategy and luck. She just runs away from people.
Oh, funny.
And then
yeah.
I don't know how many world championships she has now, but she won this one by like 2 seconds, which is like an
absolute
annihilation of people. Yeah.
Cool.
And then second in the 5K as well. So Faith Kipyegon is just, she's incredible.
So, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Fun stuff. Check out the World Champs on YouTube. Well, let's kind of keep the same theme. What are you into these days, Tony?
So a couple of things. Number one, I had mentioned the cross country. I'd mentioned to you here off air, the cross country season, in our high with our high school is kind of right in the middle of the season. It's just been a blast. We just got back from GRIAC yesterday, which was a really fun event and a chance to, race against some really like, there were like at least 9 different states represented there. Obviously the kind of the surrounding local states, but there was like a team from North Carolina and Colorado there.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see and some pretty fast times on a relatively slow day. It was a wet course and of course it's kind of an undulating hilly course. So it's mildly slow as is.
Yeah.
But some really good racing. I was really proud of our team and how we competed. We raced really well.
Yeah.
And you know, we talk about Swain coming up, kind of a return. Swain coming back to the area, a very famous, popular race for many, many years, and now it's returned and a chance for folks to run a cross-country race. And I just think it's a cool opportunity. I would encourage, because you know, and there's a lot of races going on, but you've done a road 5K, you've done a trail 5K, you get it.
You're right.
Try something new and try a cross-country, especially if you like trails, you're going to like the cross-country aspect.
Can I have a team?
You
like, is there team scoring here?
I doubt there is, you certainly citizen. Could. You could get makeup matching uniforms and everything.
Well, there's a, you know, I've been going to like this summer and maybe last couple months, like a couple running clubs locally. Mm-hmm. And one that was just like the conversation, you know, afterwards of that should be a thing, like a cross country meet for all the running clubs through the Twin Ports, because there are like several now.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would be kind of fun for us adults.
Here's yes, I agree 100%, but where I would be hesitant is the fact that it's all brewery sponsored and these are your high school events.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know if that's sending the correct message to have like the name of your brewery across your chest with under 21-year-old, hundreds and hundreds of under 21-year-old kids.
Yeah. That's funny.
I'd be a little hesitant to that. And also one real quick, what I'm into is with my bike race last weekend. Just wanted to mention, especially particularly any of you gravel racers out there, the old-fashioned gravel race, it's called, down in southeastern Minnesota in the Driftless region. The most beautiful 100-mile course I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was ideal.
Oh, cool.
Beautiful weather. The course was challenging but fun, like challenging in a good way. Major uphills, major downhills, which were just a blast. Cool views. You know, the Driftless region's beautiful. If you've ever been down there.
Uh-huh.
So I highly recommend anybody to consider putting that on their gravel race calendar for next fall. I know the date's going to change. I don't know exactly when it will be, but amazing event.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. I've been into, I don't know, mainly it's getting close to harvest season here. I'm a hot pepper farmer, so
nice.
Peppers are coming in nice.
I've seen some Insta pictures.
Yeah. I'm just really hoping for a hot, dry October here. That's going to help.
That helps.
The pepper production. Okay. So, yeah, the cold, rainy, not so good, but, you know, whatever.
It's like the peppers like soak up the sun and then release the sun when you bite into it.
Yeah.
That's kind of what happens.
Yeah. And they just, a lot of them, they need just extra time. And when it's getting really cold, they don't mature as well. So if it's like pretty hot, you know, like in the 50s and 60s still into October, no frost, that would be really
well. I'm looking forward to trying one again, maybe next podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I had that ghost pepper, like, what was it last year, maybe, that you made or had made, but you grew. I'm looking forward to trying something like that again.
We can have a new one right now.
Okay.
On the air.
Yeah. Just we could do it. What's that YouTube show, Hot Ones? Is that what it is where people,
The hot sauce, though,
Is that, okay.
You do a spinoff podcast.
Yeah, totally.
Last segment here, I wanted to do a shout out for a couple local businesses run by my friends and local runners as well. Actually, both have been on the podcast. And, you know, doing the Superior Fall 100 mile, you know, body was pretty trashed. And on that Monday, I went to 2 different small local businesses. One was with Christina at Superior Running Medicine. Love her Metal Monday promotion. Have you heard of this, Tony?
No.
Okay. So here's the Medal Monday. If you bring in a medal from the race that you did the previous weekend, you get a discount that's equivalent to the number of miles in the race.
Marathon,
you get 26% off.
Okay.
And so I got a free servicing.
Wow.
With 100% off.
But, and that makes sense because you could argue that the longer the distance, the more you would need.
You need it, yeah.
Right? So, yeah.
Yeah. So she did, I don't exactly know the tool or the technique. I feel like it's Grafton or Graston or something.
Yeah, but Graston maybe.
The scraping. Yeah. So yeah. I got scraped up real good.
That's a good one. I like Graston.
Yeah. I think it helped. And then also Kyle Severson at Wilderness Wellness Chiropractor. I went to him right after as well. Got me cracked up good. So, yeah, two local businesses definitely, I feel like, played a part in my recovery.
And, nice.
Been good. So.
Yeah, two people who are runners and just so helpful to other runners and athletes here in the area. It's really nice.
You know, passionate about helping the people. So, any other shout-outs that you got, Tony, or anything else?
I do, actually. Yeah. And it started with just shout-outs to recent Superior 100 high finishers who have also been on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, Jacob Wortman coming up here soon, and John Vales and Shannon Hogan. I mean, that's three of the four top two finishers right there.
Yeah.
That have been on the podcast. But also, as you were going through the race results, also Ben Cogger and Chelsea Youngberg.
Yeah.
Who were having big summers and have also been on the podcast as well. Great. I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. So if you want to perform well,
you want to win,
perhaps
you email us.
Yeah. Get on the podcast. Yeah.
And just to be clear, we don't just interview past people, you know?
Well, that's true.
Yeah. So, yeah. But we have interviewed some really, really fast people over the years.
Yeah, exactly.
So pretty cool. Yeah.
Or if you want to improve your performance and you're quote unquote slow, get on the podcast and maybe instantly you win a race.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe.
We're just speaking from the data. The data would suggest that is.
We've done our research.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, that's everything I have written down for the old agenda rundown number 89. No, 80. What are we on? 86?
86.
Yeah. Anything else that you got, Tony, or should we just keep moving along here to our interview section?
Yeah, let's do the interview.
All right.